This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Thousands are without power in the South as storms that damaged parts of Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Tennessee move into Georgia and Florida this morning. At least two people were hurt in southwest Alabama when what appears to have been a tornado destroyed a house. The National Weather Service's Bob Orvec.
The state that seems to be faring the worst, especially with respect to the number of tornadoes, has been Alabama. They've had numerous tornadoes reported from Birmingham southward. There's also a lot of reports of hail. And then as you go farther west into Mississippi, there's a lot of severe reports there too, but they're mostly with high winds, with only a few tornadoes reported across southern parts of Mississippi.
Forecasters are warning the dangerous weather may move up the South Atlantic seaboard. Russia's President Putin is letting President Biden have it after Mr. Biden called Putin a killer.
Putin says the remark reflects America's own troubled past of slavery and killing Native Americans, saying otherwise, where would the Black Lives Matter movement come from? Putin's spokesman says President Biden's very bad remarks make clear the U.S. does not want to normalize relations with Russia and that Moscow will proceed accordingly. The tough remarks on both sides came after a U.S. intelligence report found Putin authorized influence operations to help Donald Trump in the November election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trending on Twitter, the hashtag #StopAsianHate. This after a white man was charged with opening fire on three Atlanta-area massage parlors, killing eight people, six of them of Asian descent. Police say Robert Aaron Long told them the attack was not a hate crime. He claims to have a sex addiction and lashed out at what he saw as sources of temptation. This is AP News. Did the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine lead to blood clots among some overseas who got it? The AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The European Medicines Agency's expert committee is set to announce the results of its investigation later on Thursday. Earlier this week, more than a dozen countries, including Germany, France, Spain, and Italy, suspended immunization using the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine after reports of unusual blood clots in several people among the 17 million who have received at least one dose in Europe. Both the EMA and the World Health Organization have said there's no current evidence to suggest the vaccine was responsible and that the benefits of immunization far outweigh the potentially small risk of getting vaccinated. Zaria Shackley, London.
A new survey finds that nearly 13% of workers in this country plan to work from home full-time after the pandemic. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.